You're listening to Real Adventures, talking all things fishing, boating, and the great outdoors. For Razorback 4x4, Australia's best four-wheel drive seat covers, with protection like no other. And Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine.
Welcome back to Real Adventures. It's now time for All Aboard for Razorback 4x4, Australia's best four-wheel drive seat covers with protection like no other. And on the phone is our handy-dandy marine shop owner from Melbourne Marine Centre, Andrew, the one-stop boating shop. You can get all your tackle, all your boating pieces. You can even get your boat serviced or buy a boat. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you, mate?
Very good, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning. I've got a couple of questions for you this morning. You up for it?
Well, let's go. Let's see how we go.
All right. Now, why I haven't got Pat, I've snuck the studio today to do a guest with yourself while he's out, just quickly. And I've been told he's buying a new Merc. Is that the truth?
You've been told correct, mate. Yeah, it's actually, it's already been fitted to his boat. That's how quick that's happened.
Oh, right. John Boy even got it down there. Jeez. Because he didn't drive it down there. There was no chance he drove it.
No, mate. It's a bit far for Pat to drive. But yeah, John Boy dropped it off on Saturday and boys fitted it up yesterday. So it's up and running.
Okay, well, there you go. It's moved a bit faster than I thought, but the questions are coming back to that Merc 30 horsepower. Now, I know your job is to sell boats. That's your job, but you're very honest and you don't talk a lot of crap and you just work with the customers and whatnot. And that's a really good thing with you guys at Melbourne Marine. But I need to know, there's people out there with small boats that are like small tinnies that Pat's that you've just fitted out with his 30 horsepower. People often just happy with their two-stroke, and Pat was like that with his Yammy. I actually sort of talked him into it, and for his dad not having the pull start. So there's a few things that Pat and I have discussed in previous shows regarding a few positives, but I want you to get into the scientific terms of basically what's the advantages that he's going to have of having that 30 Merc being brand new to what he had on the boat, which I think was a two-stroke Yammy, which in itself, Saltwater Series, they are a bloody good engine. They've run for years, as we all know, and they're a terrific engine. But what's he going to benefit from upgrading to something like this now?
Yeah, well, that's right, Anna. The 30 that he had on there was the three-cylinder model, which, you know, for years has been a fantastic product back in the day. But obviously, as things evolve, technology gets better, and four-strokes has certainly leapfrogged the two-stroke technology. So I guess the major benefits that most people would see, excuse me, going in from a two-stroke to a four-stroke, obviously you've got the fuel saving, which is a no-brainer. You've also got no fumes. You don't have to worry about mixing your petrol, so no more ratio or trying to work that out.
Yep.
Yeah. No smoke. Easy to start as well, because the engine that Pat in particular has purchased is the 30 horsepower with electric start power tilt. So, you know, you just push the button and away it goes. No more trying to yank on that pull cord to get it to kick over and run. No choke, no swearing at it at the boat ramp and things like that.
Well, that was a big one for his dad. I know that, because as his dad gets a little bit older, poor old John Boy's not got the pull strength like old Patrick at the moment. So that was a big one for Pat as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important for a lot of people, you know, having that ease of use when you get down to the water and you can just, you know, drop it in and go. But having the ability to adjust the engine, you know, tilting the engine up and down whilst underway. But, you know, I know they beach launched that thing down there as well at Mogs. So, you know, being able to get the motor down quickly and easily is going to be great for John Boy too.
Now, going to the scientific side of it, horsepower, revs, top speed, is it going to get more? What's it going to do compared to sort of an older two-stroke model?
Well, look, hard to say in terms of top speed and stuff like that. We haven't stuck it onto the water just yet to run it, so that'll be later in the week. But, you know, I think horsepower for horsepower these days, they all seem to rate them now at the prop shaft. And, you know, four-stroke technology, it's fuel-injected, so you would think it's going to perform a lot better out of the hole. It's going to be instant, you know, power as you turn that throttle, because these 30s run that new batteryless fuel-injected system, so... You know, very responsive on throttle. And, you know, the argument that a lot of people have on the smaller boats is the weight of the four-stroke compared to, obviously, the weight difference in the two-stroke. And there's only, you know, several kilos difference in weight now between these two-strokes and four-strokes. So I think that argument has probably been laid to bed a little bit.
Not that they used a lot of fuel, but how much fuel would you say it would save, say, out of 100 litres? Would it be a big difference, or would it just be a little bit of a difference?
Look, if you take the average across the bulk of a two-stroke, you know, four-stroke comparison, most people are saving anywhere between 35 and 50% on fuel. It depends on, yeah, it depends on the boat. It depends on how it's being used and those sorts of, you know, factors. Because if you're revving the ring out of anything, it's going to suck fuel through. But, you know, if you're just, you know, cruising around at a reasonable RPM, you'll see that greater fuel saving.
I'm just trying to think. I don't think I've been on a boat with a 30 Merc, to be honest with you. I'm tipping you can barely even hear that it's on. And that'll be a massive difference to that two-stroke running out the back.
Absolutely, mate. They're certainly very smooth and very quiet motor. They're a beautiful little thing. So we've run Bomber's engine actually a couple of times now. He's got we had a 30. He's just upgraded to a 40 recently because he needed some more power on his boat with all the fishing gear he carries.
Yep.
But his little 30 went really well on that 4.2 Horizon that he had, so it was a nice little engine.
Now, we'll get away from engines and we'll get into a little bit of fishing talk. We did a charter the other day, and I have to say you did catch the first whiting, so we'll give you that. And you're in a shocking spot of the boat too, and you did very well there. But Melbourne Marine, like I said at the start, it is your one-stop boating shop. You've got, and a lot of people, we're trying to get this, I guess, out there, but it's a bit quiet at the moment, as in the numbers not going through the doors, as in this shop, the numbers should be like busier than any BCF in the world. The deals you've got there, this is a new shop at Melbourne Marine Centre upstairs. It is starting to get bigger and better there, but the product that you have there is just 10 out of 10. You have everything there upstairs. For those that aren't familiar with this, I've been up there and done some videos there. This is a new shop. It is sensational. It is seriously that good. And just to name off some of the brands, and I know you're not a fishing guru, but you do know what's upstairs. Name some of the brands that you do have upstairs for the punters out there that do want to go into a clean new shop and be able to find everything that they like.
Yeah, look, I can rattle the main ones off. There's no issues there. But obviously, you've got the likes of Shimano. We've got Penn. We've got Rapala, Akuma, Z-Man Soft Plastics, all the major stuff. So all the big chain stores, that the product that they sell and that they have, we've got it here as well. And we also have some independent niche product as well that you won't see in those big chain stores because they just don't worry too much about it. But look, the foot traffic side of things is always improving. There's no doubt about that.
100%.
I think, yeah, like what you say, Aaron, you know, when you've got something new, you're trying to promote it in the you know, most amount of areas as possible to make people aware. But it's good when people come in and they say, oh, I've not been here before. Yep. I didn't know you had all this. So, you know, getting that feedback from customers as they come through the door, and obviously they're impressed when they walk in, which is a great feeling for us.
That's exactly what I was saying. Like you get the people through the door, and then the amount of people that I speak to that I say, oh, I get my boat at Melbourne Marine, and they go, for instance, to get their boat there, and they're like, we walked upstairs. You should have seen the tackle upstairs. Well, we didn't even know that was there. Like it is, like the range that's up there is fantastic. You've got multiple bait freezers. You've got caters for everyone there. And then of course you've also got the trailer. You've got trailer accessories. You've got boating accessories. You've got safety gear. You've got everything you need. So when I do say one shop boating stop, it sure is that. And just quickly before we let you go, the range of boats that you have them for sale at the moment.
So we've got Stacer aluminium boats, North Bank fiberglass boats. Obviously, we're a Mercury outboard dealer, but we also have a range of ski boats from Skicraft and XFI.
Yeah, well, don't know what that means, but they sound cool.
Not that interests you.
go check out the North Banks there. I know a little bit about those. So go check them out at Melbourne Marine. Like I said before, please, if you are in the Dandenong area, even passing by, heading towards that Karen boat ramp, wherever you're going, it is well worth you not grabbing servo bait, heading to Andrew and getting your hooks and whatnot there. Get the traffic going there, because I promise you, it is a very, very neat, clean shop and everything is there. Thanks very much, Andrew, for joining us on Real Adventures this morning, mate. And I'm sure I'm going to see you soon. Hopefully, not with any estuary perch in your hand, because I know you've been doing that, and a real fish.
Good on you, Aaron. Thanks, mate.